Gilberto and Friends.
Are you enjoying your 15 minutes of fame?
It's so spiritually fulfilling.
Weekday mornings on Lightning Hot Country.
Thunder 102.
And right on time, we head to the Thunder line and say good morning once again to Josh Grayson. Josh, welcome back to Thunder Country. It's a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, the last time that we had a chance to chat was when we first started playing your song Cover Girl. And
Yeah.
I know, and what I'm really proud of is the fact that you didn't get sick of us enough to not want to call back again. So you're setting a new record. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Hey, when we talked about Cover Girl, and I'm sure any time there's a release of a new song or a new album, there's a lot of excitement. But I don't think I'm out of line by saying there's a lot of pride that goes along, not only with tomorrow, the fact that your new album, Redemption, will be released, but to talk about the song that we played a little snippet of just a few minutes ago, Can't Say Goodbye. You've got to be proud of this whole effort that's being put forth.
Yes. I mean, when coming to, you know, the new label, Adam Joe's, they are 100% letting me be, you know, let me be me, and they let me go into the studio and write everything and co-produce the album. So it's we started with nothing and ended up with, you know, with an album. We literally went from the ground up, and then, you know, Sears approached me early this year in March and asked me to take part in the contest, where we had to you know, pick a story that was submitted from people all over the country about the military hero. And then it was my job to take that winning story and to write a song about it. And that's how Can't Say Goodbye came about. And it's just been an amazing process from the very beginning. And I couldn't be more honored to be part of that song and part of that project than I have with anything else in the last 7 years. And they were kind enough to let us put it on the new album.
Now, right from the get-go, from the early days on American Idol, very obvious how proud you were of, at that time, being a Marine, and how proud your fellow Marines were of you. When we had a chance to chat about Cover Girl, we were talking about your life as a Marine. And now, you know, a Marine veteran, this is really the heart that you had to put into the writing of this song. This really has got to be something fulfilling already at this early part in your career when you really think about it.
It definitely is. I mean, not only not only being asked to be a part of something like that, but you know, to put somebody's life in a song and try to, you know, try to do it right by that, you know, and try to do, you know, her husband by that. And it was definitely a process that, you know, I didn't take lightly, and I had 3 months to write the song, and I literally was going back and forth and didn't finish writing the song till, you know, the day that we were supposed to be in the studio. You know, because I kept going back and forth and writing stuff and then scratching it, and then finally, you know, it came to me literally the night before we were supposed to record it. And you know, just hearing the song back and listening to it and knowing it's exactly, you know, from her mouth, it's exactly what she wanted, and that is, she wanted a song that she could listen to, that she knew that the song was about, you know, her, about what we talked about, but also was very universal for anybody going through the same thing, whether they, you know, whether they lost a loved one that was killed in you know, during, you know, military action during the war, or whether they just lost a loved one, you know, through, you know, unfortunate events that occur every day. She wanted the song to be universal, where anybody could hear it, relate to it, and try to help them in some way. And so it was definitely a hard thing for you know, for me to kind of grasp and get my head around, but you know, I lost 3 people close to me this past year, one right after the other, within a span of 3 months, and I hadn't lost anybody in, you know, the 30 years that I've been on this earth, and so I was able to draw from that as well.
We're talking about Can't Say Goodbye, the song. And thank you, by the way, for the snippet that you had sent us. And again, tomorrow is when the new album Redemption is released. We'll get a chance to play the song in its entirety then for our Thunderheads. And tell our Thunderheads about the project, about the Sears Heroes at Home project, and about the Wish Registry, because I know donations will be taken now through the 19th of November. And this is great, right in time for Veterans Day coming up on Friday.
Yes, the Heroes at Home program is a great program. It benefits disabled veterans, and basically what they do is they go into the homes of disabled veterans, and they redo the home, you know, lower light switches, put in ramps if they have to, widen doorways, whatever they need to make that veteran's life that much easier. And then the Wish Registry is a program that they take donations now until November 19th, either on the website, which is Sears.com/heroes at home, or in the store. You know, you can donate at any local Sears store, and basically they take all that the money that's been donated, and they divide it among Sears gift cards, and then they distribute them to all active military members and their families. So it's a great program.
Well, Josh Grayson on the Thunderline, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our invitation from the last time we talked is still open to have you join us here in Thunder Country and get a chance to meet the best radio listeners in the world, our Thunderheads, face-to-face. But again, along with thank you, I want to say to you, congratulations on tomorrow with the release of Redemption. Congratulations on putting together Can't Say Goodbye. We're looking so forward to getting a chance to play that song in its entirety for our Thunderheads, and let's just hope for an amazing success with the Sears Heroes at Home program. Congratulations on the donation of the proceeds from this song to that program. And Michelle has all the information out on thunder102.com, on our Thunder 102 Facebook and Twitter with all the links. And buddy, you done it again. You made everybody proud, and we wish you all the best in the world.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for taking the time, guys. And I'm crossing my fingers for tomorrow.
All right. Got all the best to you. Josh Grayson on the Thunderline. And again, look forward to when we can have you here in Thunder Country to meet our Thunderheads face to face. And again, you get to hear that song in its entirety coming soon here on Thunder 102. Can't Say Goodbye. You heard snippets of it. It's from Josh Grayson, a song that he wrote. And the song, perfect in time for Veterans Day, and perfect for the Sears Portraits of Heroes program, with all the proceeds benefiting Sears Heroes at Home. It's Josh Grayson on the Thunderline.